Are the Rams about to do it again? They are reportedly in contact with representatives with Stephon Gilmore. What does that mean for opposing offenses?
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. I host the Rams pregame show and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710, right here in Los Angeles, since the team returned to where it belongs, right here in Los Angeles, back in 2016. Make sure that you click that subscribe button in your podcast feed so you're getting your team every single day. Make sure you check us out on YouTube as well. You can look at all the brilliant things that we're talking about here on Locked On Rams YouTube channel. Make sure that you subscribe to that one as well. Okay, I want to talk about a team in the NFL that is literally the anti-Rams. They are doing things exactly the opposite of the way that the Rams are doing it. And you tell me which of those two philosophies that you like better. That's coming up in a little bit. Plus, I want to talk about a player on the Rams roster that I think has a very good opportunity to kind of grab on to some of these to some of the snaps and the counts and be a big part of what the Rams are doing defensively. If, in fact, our lead story today does not, in fact, break the way that I think most Rams fans are hoping, which brings us to that. Let's talk a little bit about Stephon Gilmore. So there was a story in The Athletic about Stephon Gilmore and the Rams being in contact with one another, and they are discussing some things. Now, Stephon Gilmore is a fantastic corner. He graded out as one of the highest performing players at his position last season, and why not, right? He's that sort of guy. He's very specific in what he does. He's not a guy that travels around a lot. He's not a guy that goes in the inside of the field very often. He's not between the numbers very often. He is a corner in the most traditional sense of the word. He's going to go take one of those guys. He's going to cover that guy, and that guy's not going to get a lot of action on any given day. So it would give the Rams, if in fact they can put something together, and we'll get to that in a second, it would give the Rams Jalen Ramsey on one side, Stephon Gilmore on the other, Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd going to get the quarterback, and then patrolling the middle of the field and stuff and run plays potentially would be Bobby Wagner. Okay. Now, you still got some questions in the secondary, specifically a couple of safety things that maybe you got to get ironed out, smoothed out, whether it's Fuller or Rapp or whoever ultimately ends up holding onto those positions. Maybe there's some sort of platoon situation, whatever. We'll talk about that coming up in the second segment of the podcast. But let's just talk about right now whether or not the chances of them getting them. Here's something I think that's pretty interesting about this. We have not heard from Sean McVay. We talked about this on Locked On Rams a month ago, give or take. It's really interesting. Sean McVay doesn't do the normal poker thing that a lot of head coaches do, that a lot of front office people do, where they're very cautious about what they say. They're very tactical in how they go about doing. Now, Sean McVay is thinking about what he's saying, but he's also – and this is a pretty rare commodity among NFL head coaches and among NFL front office executives. He's really honest, like to the point of if he says something one way or the other, you can almost take that as a prediction of sorts, right? That when he talks about, hey, listen, Jared Goff is our quarterback for now. Jared Goff was gone about 4 seconds later. When they say that they would have interest in somebody like Bobby Wagner, Bobby Wagner is signed to a contract shortly thereafter. When they say they're looking at other players, boom, Von Miller's here, boom, Odell Beckham Jr.'s here, that they are not messing around when it comes to kind of calling their shots. We haven't heard him talk about Stephon Gilmore at all. We haven't heard him say, yeah, he's a great player, we'd love to add him to our team, or, you know, we're probably thinking about, you know, looking at other places and where we need to address some needs. He hasn't really talked about it, which I think is probably a little bit of a tell as well, that because, like I said a second ago, he'll telegraph these things every once in a while. He telegraphed Bobby Wagner. They're telegraphing some other acquisitions that they've made along the way, and that he's not saying anything leads me to believe that maybe this hasn't gotten very far down the road. The other part of it is the money, right? Stephon Gilmore made about $13 million last year. Not a bad paycheck. And the Rams have about $7 million of money to spend on their cap for now. You know that we're talking about redoing Aaron Donald's deal. You know that they're talking about redoing Cooper Kupp's deal. And what that means is those guys will get more money, but it allows them to stretch that money out over a longer period of time, which frees up money in the short term. Now, you got to pay it at some point on the back end, but it does free some things up in the short term. So maybe that difference between the $13 million that he made last year and the $7 million that the Rams have right now, maybe there's the meet in the middle sort of catch number that will get it done. Maybe it's 10. That's kind of splitting the difference right there. Time will tell. So look, Stephon Gilmore's at that point where I'm sure he'd like to win. I'm sure he would like to get paid, and I'm sure that he'd like to go to a team that gives him a chance to do both of those things. The Rams probably check one box, the winning, and maybe don't check the other box as far as getting paid. We'll see. But the fact that he's still out there, the fact that the Rams have reportedly had some contact with him is encouraging. I'm not getting ready to go to Dick's and buy a Stephon Gilmore jersey quite yet, but that here we are. What is it? It's April 14th as we're recording this pod, and that he's still out there and the Rams have a need at that position. We know that 1 + 1 a lot of times equals 2 for the Rams. Now, if they do in fact get it done, what do you do if you're an opposing offense? What do you do if you are the Arizona Cardinals, the San Francisco 49ers, and you break your huddle and you're walking up to the line of scrimmage? First thing you do is what? Where is he? Where is number 99? What do we do now? Okay, he's over there. He's to my right. All right, we're going to shift our coverage over to our right. We're going to do this. We're going to make sure that I'm protected on this side. Okay, what's the next thing you do? Where's Leonard Floyd? Where's he coming from? Because I got to put two at least guys on Aaron Donald. That means Leonard Floyd might have a little bit of a free run. Let's make sure we know where he is. Okay, he's maybe on the other side. Maybe he's right behind Aaron Donald. We will see. All right, where's Bobby Wagner? Oh, gosh, he's right over the top. Okay, now we're going to have to go out of this play because there's not a lot of opportunities in the middle. And Aaron Donald's picking up two guys, which means Bobby Wagner can come in and stuff a run. He can blow somebody up over the middle. There's not a lot of opportunities in the middle of the field. Okay, we're going to throw a quick – well, that's Jalen Ramsey over there. Grant, I don't want to go that way. Jalen Ramsey doesn't give me a lot of options. Jalen Ramsey is one of these guys that can turn this around and he can go on the other way in half a second. All right, what's on the other side of the field? Oh, it's not Darius Williams anymore. It's Stephon Gilmore. Where do you go? Now, obviously, the one thing that we haven't mentioned in this scenario is the middle of the field, down the field, right? Where the safeties are typically playing. But how do you allow something to develop down the field like that when you have Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd and Greg Gaines and Ashawn Robinson and all these other guys up front that are going to put a ton of pressure on that quarterback? That you're probably not going to get a ton of success running the ball against these guys, especially with Bobby Wagner in the mix now. Where do you go? How do you try to attack this? I get it. You can't get every good player. We're not playing, you know, Madden where you just move guys around like that, but they're getting pretty darn close. And if they get Stephon Gilmore and if they can put that defense together, and then this is how crazy we've been about the Rams, and we'll kind of put a pin in it right here, and then we'll go to the guy that if they don't get Stephon Gilmore, what that means. We haven't even talked about the offense really in a few weeks. This has all been about defense. It's been about the addition of Bobby Wagner. It's been about whether or not Tyrann Mathieu can be somebody that comes in, whether or not Stephon Gilmore comes in, who can step into some of the vacancies that have been created by free agency departures. Cooper Kupp, Matthew Stafford, Allen Robinson. We haven't even talked about these guys. And by the way, Odell Beckham Jr. might be coming back, right? We're still waiting to see how that shakes out. And I think the longer it goes, the better that bodes for the Rams and ultimately getting him back. But what do you do if you're an opposing offense? I'm not quite so sure. Okay, so what if they don't get him? What does that mean? What sort of opportunities present themselves and who can step into that? That is coming up next. But not before we talk about Bet Online, right? Your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. You can find all the latest sports development, league reviews, news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. I wonder what betonline.net had the odds of, I don't know, a certain Los Angeles left-handed pitcher taking a perfect game into the seventh inning. I wonder what the odds would have been on that in his first start of the season. And BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. We got the NBA playoffs that are getting ready to start in just a couple of days as well. So head on over to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And we're just a couple of weeks away from the start of the NFL draft, and we thank you for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. But we have a big announcement regarding the draft, right? Starting on Thursday, April 28th, 2 weeks from today, you can tune into Locked On NFL's draft coverage live, the 2022 NFL draft, with all 3 days of real-time analysis from our extensive lineup of experts and insiders. And for those of you dying to know who your team will take, catch Odyssey and the Locked On NFL's mock draft special hosted by Brian Peacock and former scout Matt Williamson of the Peacock and Williamson NFL show all week leading up to the first pick. Here's where it is. The Locked On NFL draft live show is April 28th starting at 4 o'clock Pacific, April 29th starting at 3:30 Pacific, and then on Saturday morning, you're going to have an early day, 8:30 in the morning. For the NFL Locked On NFL Draft live show, the Odyssey NFL Mock Draft, April the 18th through the 22nd and the 25th. And you know where you can find all these things. Locked On Draft YouTube page and the Locked On NFL Draft podcast feed. So make sure you check out all of that. Okay, so let's start right here. Let's talk about, we talked about Stephon Gilmore and whether or not he could come, and if he did come, what that might look like. What it would look like is one of the best defenses in football. Let's not kid ourselves. But look, I think it's probably more likely than not that he does not come. So what do you have there? I think that it's exceedingly likely, and I wouldn't be surprised if they use their very first pick on it, which I believe is 104. On a corner. I think that they're probably going to look for somebody in the draft that can step in and do it. But let's just see what's on the roster right now. Obviously, you have Jalen Ramsey. Let's just check the box. And there really isn't even a lot to say about him because he's the best at what he does in the business, right? He is that guy. Now, maybe we're starting to see a little bit of a decline in how he's playing, but you're talking about going from an A triple plus to an A plus or a solid A. Still feel really good about where Jalen Ramsey is, and he's going to be here for a while. He's signed through 2025, so Jalen Ramsey has got one side of the field locked down pretty good. David Long is another guy on this run. Now, he's kind of been up and down, right? A very fast guy. He can make some big plays along the way. He's a smart player, but his performance so far in his career has been it's been mixed. There are some good plays along the way, but it's been – look, we saw it last year, right, that when he's on the field, they're looking for him. Now, you can make the argument it's because the rest of the defense is as good as it is, but when he's out there opposing offenses or where's Long, okay, we're going at that guy. And I think that he's probably a little bit further down the list on guys that may be able to kind of slide in and grab that other corner spot if, in fact, the Rams do not draft somebody that they think is ready to start or do not make an acquisition of somebody that they can slide in on that other spot. Here's the guy that I think is a really interesting candidate to take over that other side. Robert Rochelle. Okay, he was a pick last year. He was a fourth-round pick last year. And this is a guy that comes from a small school. He's a guy that is coming from a place where he did not play against the Ohio States and LSUs and Alabamas and Georgias of the world, right? He's a Central Arkansas guy, and you're playing Central Arkansas competition. This is just kind of how it goes. Some guys can step right into it, not a big deal. Some guys, there's a little bit of an on-ramp to get up to being ready against NFL quality players. I'm going to give you some numbers over here. He played 234 snaps last year. That's a lot. Okay, that is a really good number for a guy that was a fourth round pick just a year ago and was coming from a small school, and now all of a sudden you got to go up against NFL competition. He is a really significant athlete. He is very fast, and he can get up in the air, right? That the numbers are impressive numbers. It's just a shade over a 4.4, and the man can jump, right? Do guys go at him? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I'm going to try the fourth round rookie out of Central Arkansas. You know what he gave up? 14 catches for 183 yards, one touchdown. Okay, he missed a few tackles along the way. He got hurt in the middle of the season. He was really close to taking that gig from Darius Williams as a rookie from the fourth round out of Central Arkansas. And all of a sudden, on a team that was good enough to win the Super Bowl, he was on the verge of getting that job, and he got hurt. He had the chest injury. So if he doesn't get hurt and gets those reps, I think this is probably his job already, which means you've got a really good position. You've got a really good fallback position, I should say, if in fact you don't get one of those big name guys, if you don't get Stephon Gilmore, if you don't get Tyrann Mathieu and start to shuffle the deck a little bit there. It is a real opportunity for Rochelle to slide into that role. He's got to get better. He's got to get more experience. But again, Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, Bobby Wagner, Jalen Ramsey, you've got some cushion. Look, they're going to come at you, right? They're not going to try Jalen Ramsey. They know that doesn't work. This is why Darius Williams a couple of years ago had the great year that he had, because it's like, I'm not throwing it at number five. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to throw it over there. And he got a bunch of picks, and he turned that into a contract. And he's been very, very good for the Rams, and hopefully he plays well in his next stop. Good for him. But maybe that's the role that Robert Rochelle falls into right here, because I think he's got the skills. I think he's got the size. I think he's got the athleticism. He just needs the opportunity. And then the opportunities he got last year, pretty darn good. They were pretty darn good. Clean up some stuff, a little bit more study, a little bit more experience, a little bit more time of just understanding how it goes in the NFL. I think he could be a very functional NFL player. And really, as nice as it would be to get Stephon Gilmore, functional NFL player at that position is pretty darn good. As long as you're not the guy that they are just picking on over and over and over again because you're easy money, I don't think he would be. I think that's a very interesting spot for the Rams to go look at. I think that's probably his job coming into camp, unless Gilmore, in fact, does show up. Okay, so we know how the Rams do it. We know how the Rams have done it with draft picks. We know how the Rams have done it with the F them pick strategy and go all in and run it back. What about the opposite of all that? How is that working out? The anti-Rams coming up in just a second. But not before we talk about Shady Rays sunglasses, right? They are an independent sunglass company that gives you the features of a $200 pair of sunglasses for just a fraction of that price. That means all the good stuff, polarized lenses, well-constructed, durable frames, and premium high-end finishes. And here's the best part, right? They look great. They are great. But if you lose them, if you break them, they'll replace them. I want to say that again. If you lose them or break them, it doesn't even matter. You let's say you getting out of your car, you drop them, you step on them, and they break in half, they will replace them. They will send you a brand new pair if you lose them, no matter what happened. Give them a try. And if you don't love them, you're going to pay nothing. It's as simple as that. Plus, you can feel good about it too. 10 meals are donated to fight hunger in America. When you shop with Shady Rays exclusively for our listeners, head on over to ShadyRays.com and use the code LOCKEDON to get 50% off or more, two pairs of polarized sunglasses. That's the code LOCKEDON for their best deal of the season, 50% off two or more pairs of Shady Rays sunglasses backed by over 150,000 verified five-star reviews. When was the last time you were on the road, right? Look around. How many different makes and models and manufacturers are there out there right now? And now think about walking into your local auto parts store and trying to find the exact part you need for your car, and they're going to stock everything for everybody. It's not going to happen, right? The odds of them having what they need, or what you need, I should say, are very, very low. Save yourself some time and money and go straight to rockauto.com. This is why you need to do it. They're going to have exactly what you need. You don't have to wait. You don't have to do it. They're going to send it right to you. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a car dealership? And you're going to have to wait probably as well. Rock Auto has you covered. It's a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and the prices are always reliably low for every single customer. And they have what you need, right? They've got tail lamps, they've got brake parts, motor oil, even new carpet for your car. So go look at the website, rockauto.com. It's easy to find exactly what you need. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you do it, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you that way. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Okay, so the Rams. Let's just kind of very quickly go over what we've talked about on this a million different times, but it needs to be said again to set up what we're going to talk about with the anti-Rams. The Rams function, okay? The Rams don't have a ton of cap space. The Rams don't have this plethora of draft picks, but what they do have, they have flipped for very functioning NFL players. They've gotten Jalen Ramsey. They got Matthew Stafford. They went and got Von Miller. They've made some really shrewd moves along. And by the way, these are not the only guys. They did it for Brandon Cooks. They did it for Sammy Watkins. They've done it for some guys, Aqib Talib, Marcus, all these guys. They're really aggressive in the free agency market. They're aggressive in the trade market. This is how they operate. And then teams come, and they've got Sean McVay as the head coach. They've got Les Snead as the lead executive. They play in a state-of-the-art building in a very desirable destination. And perhaps most importantly than all that, they win. They have assistant coaches that are highly competent that go on to be head coaches other places. You have a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback in Matthew Stafford. You have arguably the greatest defensive player of his generation, maybe even better than that, maybe one of the greatest defensive players ever in Aaron Donald. Okay, put all this together, who wouldn't want to come here? And then there's this. There's a story in The Athletic about the New York Jets. And tell me if this isn't the exact opposite of what the Rams have going on. This is Mike Sando of The Athletic. Okay, so Mike Sando of The Athletic was talking to an executive in the NFL, an anonymous executive, and this is what he said. What I heard on the Jets is they were in on a ton of guys and got nobody. They don't have a selling point to players right now. People don't know what to think of Zach Wilson. Players don't necessarily covet playing in that market, and guys who have choices tend to wind up elsewhere. They are in this weird purgatory. Is that not the anti-Rams? Think about it. They have a ton of picks. They haven't hit on him, right? Some of the guys, like, let's talk about Zach Wilson. Do you know if Zach Wilson's a good quarterback or not? I don't. I don't think that anybody around the league has a good, sharp, clear idea of whether or not this guy could be the future of a team or whether he's a bum. It's probably somewhere in between those two things, but I don't think anybody really knows, because all of the other early round picks they have, they really haven't panned out like that. They have a lot of money to spend. They're bringing a bunch of free agents into their organization, into their facility, and saying, hey, look, we'd like you to be a part of us digging out of one of the worst holes you're ever going to see. And they're looking around saying, why would I think you can do that? You've got a new coach every 2 years. Every pick that you make doesn't seem to work out quite like it is. It's been a long time since you've had any sort of stability in this organization. That guy over there has got pretty much the same amount of money, or it's at least close enough. I'm going to go check it. Yeah, thanks for the invite, but I'm going to keep it moving. They don't covet playing in that market. It ain't for everybody, right? Look, New York would be a wonderful place to live. It would be a wonderful place to be a star athlete. I'm sure Derek Jeter enjoyed his time in New York. I'm sure that Eli Manning had a pretty good run while he was there. Joe Namath seemed to enjoy himself back in the day. My friend Keyshawn Johnson loved living in New York. The Jets were good when Key was there for most of the time. But the fact of the matter is, if you're on a bad team and you're part of an organization that can't get out of their own way and keeps stepping on their own neck, usually say that a little differently, but why? Why would I want to do it? And now the problem is, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? That the team sucks, so the players don't want to go there, so the team continues to suck. And then they get a new coach, and they don't let anything bake, and they haven't picked the right guy. Maybe Robert Saleh is the right guy. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. But it just turns over, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. And then the money you have, nobody wants to take it. And then the picks that you have, because the new guy is in, maybe they're not doing it right. Cycle, and just this unbelievable circle of, we're getting worse season after season after season after season. That's the anti-Rams. The Rams are good. They are stable. They've proven that they know how to dig their way out of troubling spots. They've proven that Sean McVay knows what he's doing. Les Snead knows what he's doing. You need something, we'll go get it done. Playing in a desirable market. Is there a more desirable market than this? I get it. There's traffic. There's all the things. It's a brand new stadium with an owner with almost bottomless pockets who's willing to do what it takes to win. And, oh, by the way, you get to play in a state-of-the-art building. Okay? Are the Rams fans like Packers fans or Steelers fans? No, they're not. San Francisco 40? No. It's going to take some time. Talked a lot about this on the pod. It's going to take time. But it's also probably go to the grocery store and not worried about getting booed. You could probably go see the movies and people might leave you alone. Like, if you don't think that stuff matters to these guys, I don't. Look, money in order. Money. Winning. You say it again. Money. Winning. And then maybe being able to live your life like a normal person. Football players, of all the professional athletes, have the most normal lives. Play once a week. They don't really have road trips. You're in, you're out, you're home. It's, you know, and you only have to do it maybe 9 or 10 times a year. It's not that big of a deal. You have a schedule. You go in the morning, you're home in the afternoon. You might want to go down to the local Chili's and get some baby back ribs and enjoy the time and not be bombarded by crazy people booing at you and you guys suck. Nah, it's probably a pretty nice place to be. And I got a chance to go to the playoffs? Yeah, I think so. So when you see a situation like the Jets are putting together, think about the situation that the Rams have put. And by the way, it's happened quickly. It's been 5 years. They've been to the Super Bowl twice. They won the Super Bowl. We were talking Jeff Fisher seemingly a minute ago. 5 years. And they are the model of how you want to run a team. It's impressive. And it's Sean McVay. It's Stan Kroenke. It's Les Snead. And all those players that have done an amazing job with it. All right, thanks for making Locked on Rams your first listen every single day. Now make sure that you make your second listen, Locked on NFL Draft, right? Ryan Tracy, former NFL corner Eric Crocker, bringing the draft to life every day with their insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It, too, is free and available wherever you get your podcast. Click that subscribe button, and until next time, whose house? It's Locked on Rams' house.